City Innovation Hub, in partnership with Muni University's Regional Innovation Hub, have equipped innovators and hub staff with practical skills to integrate cybersecurity and regulatory compliance into their digital products from the early stages of development. This was during a training aimed at strengthening the security of digital innovations to ensure effective and sufficient online business held at the university. Rahma Kamara, a finalist in Bachelor's of Science in Agriculture at Muni University, says the training opened her eyes on security issues.
Our group, we are like 5 people. So if you look at our social handles, literally everyone in the group knows the password. So that is creating more risk. If one person, maybe say email, has been hacked and the company information, they're all there. So there's a way all of you will be at risk. So this training has really opened our eyes to see that we have to select us that we should not be able to allow everyone in the world, in the company, to access the information.
According to the coordinator, Business Incubation Center at Muni University, Edward Malunga, the training will go a long way in reducing risks of compromising the institution's information.
People have been sharing links on WhatsApp, and anyhow, people have been clicking, and it has led to affecting, maybe compromising institutional privacy. It has helped people access data which they are not supposed to be accessing. Now that we've had this training, I think we'll have a higher reduction in some of these cases that have been happening. We will do our work better, and we will also put the institution to a lesser risk, since we now have this embedded in our everyday life.
Andrew Mbabazi, a facilitator with Data Track Solutions Consult, says the increasing digital fraud highlights the need to build local capacity in cybersecurity and data protection.
With emerging technologies, we are trying to help the students and administrators so they can identify and see the risks that are associated with the online presence and how to overcome such risks. For example, there are a lot of online transactions that are being done. There's a lot of data sharing that's being done online. So we want to equip people with the risks that are associated with such activities. So if you navigate the internet, what are the risks that you might face, and how do you overcome those?
According to the 2025 State of Scams in Africa report by the Global Anti-Scam Alliance, cyber-enabled fraud causes an estimated $57.8 billion in losses annually across the continent.